Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Blanketing all of New York State, 17 states, and much of Canada. Our guest today is Dr. Adam Borzinski, orthopedic surgeon, fellowship trained in sports medicine. He has offices located at 3925 Sheridan Drive and 6934 Williams Road. The Sheridan Drive location is Amherst, New York, and Williams Road is in Niagara Falls. He's affiliated with Excelsior Orthopedics, and I'm fond of this man because I am of Polish descent, as 30% of people in West New York are, and this young man hails from Polish descent, and I'll tell you a little bit about him. Dr. Adam Borzinski is a fellowship-trained sports medicine and orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery of the knee and shoulder, including ACL injury, shoulder instability, and rotator cuff repair. Additionally, Dr. Borzinski has received advanced training for total knee replacements with a focus on unicompartmental partial knee replacement. Our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk about partial knee surgery, because I understand if you have a total knee, you're sort of sidelined for a month. But with partial knee, you can be walking and have some activity in a day or two, right? So let's talk about the partial knee. Dr. Adam Borzinski with Excelsior Orthopedics.
Well, great. Thank you. First, I have to start off with saying thank you very much for that lovely introduction. I don't know if I've ever had that many kind words said about me, so I really appreciate it.
I hope
it.
Your wife does.
She does. Right. She's great.
Okay.
So partial knee replacements, they've really started to become a lot more popular recently with a lot of the advances that we've had in some of the technology. So one of the major innovations in partial knee, or one of the major reasons why partial knee replacement might be a great option for certain patients, is that the recovery time is significantly faster than for a total knee replacement. And the reason for that is because we're not replacing as much of the knee. We're replacing only the part of the knee that's damaged with arthritis. And because of that, there's just less surgery, which means less soft tissue damage and less damage to the ligaments. So that allows for a much faster recovery time. And not only that, patients return to having a more natural gait. So they report that their ability to walk seems more natural than if they had a total knee replacement. And not only that, they tend to return to more activities than if they had a total knee replacement. So overall, I would say most of the patients that I have are really, really quite happy with their partial knee replacements. And if we look at patients that have had total knee replacements and partial knee replacements, the patients that have had partial knee replacements tend to say they like those better than the total knee replacements.
Very good. Now, one thing that is a wave of the future is robotic surgeries, and if you could explain what is a robotic surgery, how do you get trained in that, and why is it better than traditional surgery, and what type of surgeries robotics is used with?
Great. Well, I guess I'll talk about the applications of robotic surgery specifically to orthopedics or to bone and joint surgery. There's a lot of applications with robotics in general surgery and other types of surgery, but that's a little bit out of my scope of practice. So I'll stick with the bone and joints. So what we found in orthopedics is where robotics is really, really helpful is for making very precise cuts and for making very precise placing implants very precisely. So an area that we've now really targeted is with partial knee replacements like we were talking about before. And the reason being is that it's a little bit more of a challenging surgery than a total knee replacement. So if you're off by a degree or two in placing your implants on a total knee replacement, there's enough tolerance or enough ability for the implant to be able to accept that. But for a partial knee replacement, you have to be very, very precise with how you put your implants in, and a robotic application allows you to do that. So, you know, what does robotics look like in surgery? And so what it is it's a large mechanical arm that gets wheeled into the operating room. And a patient has preoperative imaging done, which is usually either a CT scan or an MRI, which allows us to build a virtual map of the patient's anatomy. Then during surgery, we place specific trackers on the knee to allow us to align that virtual map with the patient's actual anatomy. And that allows us to make a very specific and precise model of the patient's knee and how we want to place the components. And we then build that model, and we can see on a computer screen exactly how we want to place the implants in within a half a degree or within a half a millimeter. We can place those implants. We then, once we're happy with the plan, we then tell the robot what we want to do. And although I'm still doing the surgery, meaning I'm controlling the robotic arm, the robotic arm will not allow me to go outside of the area that I'm supposed to cut. So if I want to cut too far or cut out of our planned resection area or out of our cutting plane, the robot will just shut off and not let me do that. So it really allows for really precise placement of implants. And what we've seen is the better you can get your implants to your plan, the better the results are.
Very good. That was a good explanation. Our guest is Dr. Adam O. Brzezinski. He's with Excelsior Orthopedics, and he's a fellowship-trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeon. Again, their locations are at 3925 Sheridan Drive in Amherst, New York. And also, he is in Niagara Falls at 6934 Williams Road in Niagara Falls, Dr. Adam Brzezinski with Excelsior Orthopedics. Let's talk about sports medicine. We've had many sports physicians on this program with the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk about what type of sports medicine you practice, Dr. Brzezinski.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So my specialization is in shoulder and knee sports medicine, although I do cover sports medicine in all genres, so both operative and non-operative to a certain extent, although my focus is certainly on operative sports medicine. So the typical sports medicine injuries that I see from a knee standpoint range from ligament injuries, so anything from a simple knee sprain to a more severe ACL injury. I see a lot of meniscus injuries and knee instability. From a shoulder standpoint, it tends to be more instability-based for people that have had shoulder dislocations or overhead throwing injuries. So different approaches for different injuries, but I try to focus on arthroscopic or minimally invasive surgery through a camera.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, you're listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We always greet cards and letters, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. So drop us a note to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Special thanks to Mark R. Wolbert, Vice President of Business Development with Excelsior Orthopedics, and noted Amherst entrepreneur Andy Chevelle, who recommended this program today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many tops. and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. They have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And I'm sure Dr. Brzezinski likes hearing about it because he's of Polish descent.
I sure do. My mom's on the internet always looking for all the news from Poland, so that would be right up my alley.
Okay, wonderful. I'd like to thank those who contacted us regarding Carrie Nowak, involved with a Christian camp, John Kotsimatidis, who owns all the quick fill gas stations in upstate New York, Tim Rice, business executive in Rochester. Coming up, we'll have Bob Collins and Robbie Irvine, who are with the Chamber of Commerce in Gravenhurst, Ontario, and Muskoka. So we have many exciting programs on the Rusk Report coming up. Also, Ed Cox, New York State Republican Committee Chair, will be on this program in a few weeks. A little bit more information about Dr. Brzezinski. He holds a B.S. degree in biochemistry from the University of Buffalo. He attended medical school at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse and completed his orthopedic surgical residency at the University of Cincinnati. Dr. Brzezinski completed a highly specialized sports medicine fellowship training program at the University at Buffalo. During his medical training, Dr. Brzezinski served as the assistant team physician for the Buffalo Bills, NFL, Buffalo Sabres, NHL, as well as tournament physician for professional beach volleyball. Our guest today, Dr. Brzezinski, again, he's with Excelsior Orthopedics at 6934 Williams Road in Niagara Falls and 3925 Sheridan Drive in Amherst, New York. Let's talk a little bit about knee and shoulder work, arthroscopic surgery. What is that all about, if you could explain that to us?
Sure. Well, at its basis, arthroscopic surgery is just doing surgery through a camera. So what we found is that by using smaller incisions and having a less invasive surgery, we do less damage to the tissue around the knee and shoulder. And whenever we can, we try to do arthroscopic surgery, which is, again, surgery with a camera and smaller instruments to help repair or basically treat injuries in as a least invasive way as possible. And that can range from anything from rotator cuff injuries of the shoulder, labrum injuries, which is a gasket around your shoulder that helps give it some stability. And within the knee, we typically talk about meniscus injuries and ACL or other ligament injuries.
Very good. And how small is that camera, Dr. Brzezinski?
It's about 4 or 5 millimeters in size, so it's relatively small. I would say it's about the same size as a pencil eraser on the end of a pencil.
Very good. And when this is placed and being utilized, it's no inconvenience to the patient.
Well, any surgery is an inconvenience to the patient.
Well, I mean the camera.
The camera, right. So the camera is used to basically guide the surgery so we can see exactly inside of a joint, whether that's the knee or the shoulder, and to see directly mm-hmm. what the problem is. Sometimes we end up getting tests like an MRI or a CT scan, and they don't quite tell the full picture until we put the camera in the shoulder and see exactly what's going on.
Now, this is basically something that has only been around for the last 20 or 30 years.
That's right. That's right. It's really took off in the early 1980s and became popularized in the early 1990s. And since then, it's really taken off, and we've seen a lot more applications and more things that we can do through the scope or through the camera that we haven't been able to do before. So now we're starting to get into other joints like hip surgery, where we can start using the camera for the hip.
Let's talk about rotator cuff. Exactly what is rotator cuff and what repair do you do with rotator cuff? Dr. Adam Brzezinski with Excelsior Orthopedics.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So it's a very common injury, and I'm sure it's on the minds of a lot of listeners because it's a very frequent injury that I see in my practice. So your rotator cuff is a group of 4 muscles and tendons surrounding your shoulder. Mm-hmm. And the main function of the rotator cuff is to raise your arm and to hold it up in space. And it's very common to injure these rotator cuff tendons. And an injury to the rotator cuff is really on a spectrum, from very mild injuries to very severe injuries. So a mild injury of your rotator cuff would be something like an inflammation or a strain of the muscle. We call that either a rotator cuff strain or tendinitis of the rotator cuff. Now you could have a slightly more severe injury, which would be a partial tear of your rotator cuff, which, if you use the analogy of a rope, is kind of like the rope fraying, but yet most of the fibers of the rope are still intact. And if you have a more severe injury to your rotator cuff, that would be a full thickness tear of your rotator cuff. And if you were using that same rope analogy, that would be like that rope is now completely torn and the parts are separated. And treatment for the rotator cuff really depends on how severe the injury is.
Now, when you do surgery for Excelsior Orthopedics, and I believe you do it at both locations, in Niagara Falls and Amherst?
Correct.
Do you do the surgery alone, or do you have an anesthesiologist or a nurse with you? Who's involved in this? Is this a team project?
It's definitely a team project. So there's always an anesthesiologist in the room, and there's a scrub tech, which is someone that is helping me with the instruments. There's usually an assistant of some sort to help with positioning or holding some of the instruments. And there's usually one or two other people in the operating room that are circulating and making sure everything is going smoothly with the surgery. So it's definitely a team process, and having a good team is key to having a successful outcome with surgery.
Okay, now we mentioned that you're involved with sports medicine, and I'm just wondering if you can tell us the different kinds of sports injuries, what type of sport, what is common with the injuries, why they come to you, how long the recuperation is. Let's talk about sports injuries. Dr. Adam Borzinski with Excelsior Orthopedics.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So why don't we start with the knee, because that's a very common injured joint in a lot of sports.
Okay.
So some of the most common knee injuries that I see would be knee sprains. So a knee sprain is an injury of one of the knee ligaments. There's four major knee ligaments. The most common ones that are injured are the inside or outside ligaments. We call those the MCL or the LCL, medial collateral ligament or the lateral collateral ligament. And most of those injuries can be treated non-operatively. It's usually a period of rest followed by gradual return to activities, icing, anti-inflammatories, compression, all the non-operative treatment options that we have. And eventually patients make a full recovery, and it's anywhere between a couple weeks to potentially, if it's a severe injury, a couple months.
Okay.
Slightly more severe injuries would be something like a meniscus tear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a meniscus tear is a little bit of cartilage that sits inside your knee and acts as a shock absorber between your thigh bone, your femur, and your tibia, your shin bone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a tear within that little piece of cartilage that we call the meniscus. Now, those treatment of those injuries can vary. Those can sometimes be treated non-operatively, and patients can sometimes do very well with non-operative treatment. And sometimes, unfortunately, we need to do surgery to be able to treat those. And that would either involve a meniscus repair, if the patient has a meniscus tear that is amenable or is able to be repaired, or, unfortunately, if the meniscus is not able to be repaired, then we trim out the piece of meniscus that's torn.
Mm-hmm.
And the recovery time from that depends on the severity of the meniscus injury. But from an operative standpoint, typically if we trim out the piece of the meniscus, recovery's, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks, whereas if we repair it, it's a little bit longer, typically between 6 and 10 weeks. If we go one step further and go a little bit more serious, one of the next most common injuries that we see are ACL injuries.
Right.
The ACL is another ligament of the knee. It's located in the central portion of the knee towards the front. And the ACL is called the anterior cruciate ligament, and it provides a lot of stability for the knee, especially with sports that involve cutting or pivoting. So players that play basketball, soccer, any type of contact sport where there's a lot of knee collisions are very susceptible to injuries of the ACL. Now, ACL injuries and the treatment depends on the age of the patient and what their expectations are, and if they're looking to return to high-level sports or if they're, you know, going to be more sedentary now that they've hurt their knee. So for people that are looking to remain very active, we typically recommend reconstructing the ACL, since unfortunately a torn ACL doesn't heal itself and can't grow back together. So
right.
We have to reconstruct it using another source of tissue to be able to do that. And the recovery from an ACL, as you kind of know from some of the from some of the football players that have hurt themselves is a little bit longer. You know, usually we're talking between 8 and 12 months for full recovery from an ACL surgery.
Dr. Brzezinski, I almost needed surgery right now. I spilled a glass of water. It's good we're not on television because I'm very clumsy. It reminds me of one of the presidential debates. I think it was with the U.S. Senator Rubio where he grabbed awkwardly a bottle of water and they made fun of him. And if we were on television, I'd be made fun of. I was just baptized. I was just christened with water. Well, so the only one who saw it was Dr. Brzezinski.
Well, you did great. I'm actually impressed. You were able to clean everything up and clean all the problem all during one of my answers. So
all right. Well, and he didn't even bat an eyelash. He was fine. That shocking event in the studio, for those who are listening on radio, you didn't see it. Our guest today is Dr. Adam Brzezinski, and he is with Excelsior Orthopedics as a surgeon, fellowship trained in sports medicine. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Dr. Adam Brzezinski with Excelsior Orthopedics. He was born in Wrocław, Poland. He moved to the U.S. at age 4, where he grew up in Kenmore, New York. Dr. Brzezinski played volleyball at UB and spent some time in Australia playing for the University of Sydney. He's an avid snowboarder and a professed chicken wing connoisseur. Were you at the big festival the last weekend with all the different foods?
The Taste of Buffalo. Missed the Taste of Buffalo this past weekend, but I was at the Chicken Wing Festival a couple months ago happening at Coca-Cola Field. I think that was my second year in a row going to it, trying to taste all the chicken wings from as many different places as I can find.
Well, with you as a professed chicken wing connoisseur, you should be a judge.
I should. I think we should write to the people at the festival and make sure that I get employed as a judge for next season.
Okay.
Next year.
We're saying that publicly now. Now, let's talk more about summer sports. And we're taping this program in July, and we have a lot of soccer and baseball and football. And I think one thing that you're concerned about is the ACL and meniscus. So let's talk about summer sports, which is a particular concern right now. Dr. Adam Brzezinski with Excelsior Orthopedics.
Absolutely. So as we see, as the summer rolls in, people are more active. They're getting out. They're doing a lot more activities. Sports are ramping up now for the fall. So school teams for soccer, for football, all the other fall sports are kind of starting up early to get in season, not to mention baseball.
Okay.
So very commonly, we see that ACL injuries with athletes, especially playing soccer and other contact injuries. And one of the main things that we've kind of found over the years is that there's actually an ability to prevent, to a certain extent, some ACL injuries. And we've seen that training with plyometrics has been proven to decrease the rate of ACL injuries, especially in female soccer athletes. So we've really focused a lot on trying to prevent injuries as much as possible. So I would encourage any coaches of soccer teams to make sure that you're employing an ACL prevention program for at least the beginning half of the season as your athletes are first returning to sport. And that'll certainly help to decrease some of the rate of injuries and keep your players on the field.
Now, you talk about girls' soccer. This is going to be a complicated question, but I'm sure you know the answer to it. Are sports injuries different for women and men? How are they different? What injuries do women get, and what injuries do men get, and what about different ages? Are there different injuries? Dr. Brzezinski, Excelsior Orthopedics.
Well, it's a great question, and we could talk a long time about this because there's a lot of really interesting patterns of injuries that we see. But one of the major things that we see is that female athletes, especially in sports like soccer, tend to get ACL injuries at a much higher rate than male athletes, even of the same sport. So female athletes are somewhere between 2 and 3 times more likely to have an ACL injury than men. And there's a lot of reasons for it. The short answer is we don't know exactly. Some of it has to do with anatomy, hormonal factors, biomechanics. But the fact of the matter is that females are much more predisposed to getting ACL injuries, especially in sports like soccer. Some of the other really common injuries that we see with football players, the common injuries are tend to be more contact-based, so knee sprains, especially MCL injuries are common. PCL injuries, which is the other injury, the other ligament in the knee that we haven't talked about, the posterior cruciate ligament, from a force hitting them on the front of their knee. We see swimmers have instability with their shoulder because they're relying on their shoulders to propel them in the water, and they have a lot of force generating through their shoulders, so they tend to have some instability issues. Going back to football, linebackers tend to have a lot of injuries to their labrum, which is a gasket inside the shoulder, and they have a higher rate of shoulder dislocations. And then baseball pitchers, which is another prime area of that has a very interesting injury patterns, they get a lot of elbow issues, mostly ulnar collateral issues, and they also get a lot of overhead throwing issues with not only their rotator cuff, but with scapulothoracic mechanics, which is just kind of how their shoulder moves, is becomes different as an adaptation to years of throwing baseball.
We have a minute left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Your love of Poland, you were born in Wrocław. Why do you love your homeland of Poland?
Well, it's my homeland. It's where I was born. It's where I spent an early part of my life, and I have a lot of great memories about it. It's actually my whole family is still in Poland, and really the only people that emigrated out of Poland were my parents and myself, while the rest of my family is still in Poland. So it's a huge part of my life, and you know, a big part of my heart is still with Poland and in Poland.
Again, we're very honored to have a fine Polish-American surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, fellowship trained in sports medicine, Dr. Adam Borzynski with Excelsior Orthopedics. Again, they're located at 3925 Sheridan Drive in Amherst, New York, and 6934 Williams Road, Niagara Falls. He's of Polish descent. He's very proud of it. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us all about robotic surgery, sports medicine, and summer sports injuries. Dr. Adam Borzynski. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.